Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome as we look to part four of our series, Speaking the Truth in Love. And here's some things to think about. We started out in Ephesians 4:15, which is our core scripture. It said, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is the head. So last week, we looked on the nitty-gritty in terms of the language pattern, like what exactly or how should you actually say what you say to build and to make peace. This week, now we want to explore now why these things are important. And there are four reasons why they are important, and we want to examine those this week. And do you really want to think about in terms of why exactly you should be careful in terms of how you say what you say to others? Because what you say, words matter. How you say it can either build or destroy the person. And it can damage or rebuild a relationship. And sometimes how you approach a situation in terms of how you speak what you say can bring about so many important things that can actually help to maintain, preserve, and to expand the capacity of the relationship. So that's what we want to explore today. And why it's important. Like, we looked on the mindset, we looked on the language, we looked on the how in terms of exactly what you should be doing in order to build a relationship and to see, bring about the resolve. So now we want to look on the four reasons why it's important. Number one, to become like-minded. So in order to have peace, you and the person need to be on the same page. You need to agree on that this issue is actually an issue. So you may not see it, the other person may not see it as an issue, but how you say it can actually give an understanding to the person that this problem is actually a problem. They may not see it as a problem, none at all. So like, for example, there may be a deadline and your role as part of the team is to maybe do one critical component. So for instance, if you're a part of a manufacturing team, if you don't seal the bags properly, the product may not receive the quality standard. So you may half-heartedly do it and it's there and it's still sealed, but it's not sealed to the level that it's supposed to. That may cause a problem. But you have to be like-minded in terms of understanding the goal and the reason why this is important. So being like-minded now is in terms of coming to an agreement as to what exactly should be done. And Ephesians 2:21 says, in him all the parts of the building fit together and grow into a holy temple in the Lord. So what we want to do is work together so that we can all achieve the same target. And if you're on the job, it's to basically meet the needs of the consumer. Whatever department you're working, your role is only that. Ensure that the company meets the needs of the consumer. If you're at a church, the goal is to ensure that you grow and expand the reach of the message of Christ in the community that the church is located. In a relationship, it's to build a relationship and move ahead in terms of achieving the goals together as a couple. As parents, growing healthy children, and you can go down the line and so forth and so forth. Being like-minded, achieving the same goal and target. The second reason is to why this is important is to heal the relationship. Because conflicts can cause problems. Conflicts can cause damages to relationships. But the reason why it's important to speak the truth in love is to heal the relationship. According to Malachi 4 verse 2, it says, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings for you people who fear my name. He will go out and leap like calves let out of a stall. So this is a picture of what can happen when healing comes within the relationship. That the strength and the joy that can come out of the fact that this issue, long-standing issue, is resolved can bring about a massive change in the dynamics of the relationship. So if you are working through a problem for many years and you realize that how you have been speaking to the person has been the main source of the conflict, then when you change your approach, you recognize that healing can come as a result of changing the way in which you speak to somebody. And that's what Malachi is talking about, that Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, will rise with healing in his wings for his people who fear him. So if you fear the Lord and you adjust how you speak to somebody, it will change and bring about healing, because your words will now rebuild the person, as what we talked about last week. And that's now how healing comes in a relationship, by how you speak. According to Hosea 14:5 and 5-7, the third reason why this is important is to ensure the relationship is fruitful. So you want to patch up the conflict, and you want your team to produce results. But there's a conflict between you and the person. Why is it important? The way in which you speak, you want to ensure that the team is producing, the relationship is producing, and the church is actually producing results. The team that you're a part of is producing results, because one, you're like-minded, the relationships are healed, and then now the relationship itself now can grow and be fruitful. The word says, I will be like a dew to the people of Israel. They will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like cedars from Lebanon. They will be like growing branches. They will be beautiful like olive trees. They will be fragrant like cedars from Lebanon. They will live again in God's shadow. They will grow like grain. They will blossom like grapevines. And they will be as famous as the wines from Lebanon. So this is the whole prophetic picture of how the growth and the fruitfulness and the productivity of the relationship can cause when you speak to persons in love. And this is why it's important, because you want the relationship or the team to be productive. You can't tear down your team members and expect that they will actually perform all the time. They have to find a balance, and how you say what you say will actually build and cause about the result that you want. And the last thing and last reason I want to look on is that it helps the relationship to grow. And speaking the truth in love helps the relationship to grow. According to 1 Peter 2, verse 2. And it says, desire God's pure word as newborn babies, then you will grow in your salvation. And that now cap off everything that we want to talk about. And that cap off now everything in terms of what we've been discussing over the past few weeks. It is important that you're on the same page. It's important that you heal how you say what you say to heal the relationships. You want to ensure that your team, your relationships with others are fruitful. And you want to ensure that the relationship grow. Because how you say what you say matters. It matters, because these are the reasons why it's important that you carefully take into consideration what you're saying to people, so that you can bring about change and heal the relationship and grow the team as how you want it to grow, because you're carefully thinking about now how to bring about the truth in a way that it's receptive. So that's exactly what you want to do. 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow in the goodwill and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory belongs to him now and for the eternal day. Amen. That's where we'll leave it this week. Hope you think about these things, these four reasons why it's important to speak the truth in love. And until next week, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.